You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron the Owl. Man, I gotta tell you.
Hitman.
I just get that energy coursing through my veins when I hear that new intro, man. That is just it's rock and roll is what it is.
Yeah, I did it the first time. I wasn't sure if you were going to like it, you know, and I recorded it several times, and I'm glad that it's a hit with you and the listeners out there.
You know, I can't speak for the listeners, but I can tell you for myself, it's some damn fine riffs. Yeah, they love it. They love it. Let's be honest. They love it.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a fucking 11.
It's 11. It goes up to 11.
These go to 11.
It goes up to 11. So what's the haps out there, Mr. Ron the Owl? What do we got going?
Well, you know what? You know, I told you I got a new dog, right?
Now, are we talking about Ditka here?
No. We're talking about MJ.
We're talking about Jordan?
We're talking about MJ, yeah. Magic Jordan, Michael Jordan, MJ. So listen, I'm a dog lover, and we've always had dogs. Now we got two. You know, Dick is the older guy. MJ, we've had her. She's 6 months old. I'm at my wit's end with this one, I think. You know, the love affair is over, and the shit that used to be cute is not cute anymore, you know?
Okay. Well, you're going to have to expand upon that. I once have had a puppy, so I can kind of relate, but bring the listeners in here.
She is a great dog, great with the kids, has a good time. She's having a very, very hard time getting housebroken. And I will tell you this, that I've always had dogs. I've always raised them pretty well. And I wasn't afraid to use a little bit of discipline when it comes to the dogs. But with her, I'm telling myself, listen, maybe there's another way to do it. Maybe we don't need to use like the newspaper threatening them to, you know, wave it over their head if they do something wrong. Let me just use my words and my voice, and let's try to make her a very, you know, sweet girl. It's just not working, Brian. She pees next to the puppy pad, not on the puppy pad.
Oh, that's like defiant.
I think she's putting her paws on the front of the pad and thinking she's on it. I mean, she's totally out of bounds. You know, when you're a dog, you need all four in. It doesn't work with two out, two in.
Do you think that's more of like, fuck you very much? Like, she knows where she's supposed to lay down her work, but she wants to piss you off? Because, I mean, she's getting close.
At this point, I think you're right. I think she's doing it just to piss me off. And she does have separation anxiety. It's the worst. And we don't leave her alone that often. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But my other dog could really, he loves it. When we're gone, he just sleeps the whole day and he loves it. Sometimes Dick is a relaxer. Sometimes we just take her with us when we go. Just if we're going to go to like a family member's house or something and hang out for the day. But he loves his alone time. But with her, like yesterday, I'll give you an example. We went to my wife's cousin's for the evening, sat in the backyard. It was so nice outside. And while we were gone, before we leave, we kind of puppy-proof the house. We make sure everything's gone. I actually take the knobs off of my stove because she's like a jumper. I'm afraid she's going to like jump and turn the knob or something like that.
Turn the oven on?
She's actually locked the deadbolt on us before, where we don't lock the deadbolt when we leave. So we come home and we can't get in right away. We have to go through the other door. And last night, like I said, we have to put all the pillows away, all the blankets away. Not one bit of food can be on the counter. She'll get up there and she'll eat it. So last night, my wife has a really cool, like one of those floating, swinging egg wicker chairs. Kind of like they're very cozy. You sit in there. So we took everything that can be chewed, it was gone. And now she's actually starting to eat that chair. So the wicker on the chair. And I found that out right now, right before the podcast. And so I came down here to the studio and I'm like, oh man, I'm upset with her. And then as I go in the back, by the back door here, there's a shit on the floor. So she actually somehow came down here. So now it's just like, and I'm supposed to get her fixed. She's at that age now. We're going to get her spayed. And I'm going to tell you, the surgery is, depends where we go. It could be between like $200 and $500. Brian, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of halfway hoping she doesn't make it out of surgery. Because then the question becomes, do I have to pay for the surgery or just for the cremation? And the cremation's a lot cheaper.
Well, that, you know, that begs a question I think we may have touched on many episodes ago, long time ago. What's your budget threshold? Let's say that MJ or Ditka gets really ill, right? Yeah. What's your budget threshold on a medical bill for a pooch?
Well, think of it this way. Ditka is going to be 8 this year. So, you know, a dog his size, his breed, he's probably got, you know, a few years left in him, you know? And he's such a great dog. MJ, just starting her life off, she's probably got, you know, 10 years in her. I'd be willing to spend more to keep Ditka alive.
Yeah, than based I would on with performance this one. To date, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my threshold with her, you're talking, I mean, once we get into the $1,000 figure, we're going to have a fucking discussion about that one. Ditka, I'm going to say $5,000.
Wow.
He's hands down, and you know I had a couple of other dogs in my history, and you've met them. He is the best dog we've ever had, I've ever had. Just such a good boy. He's so smart, man. Just those eyes look at you. He can understand everything that we're telling him to do. He's such a great boy.
So we're talking $5,000 for Ditka and maybe $1,000 for maybe MJ. A G for MJ.
Yeah. Maybe yeah, a G. Well, maybe. She's lucky. I'm telling you. We'll see how this spay thing goes.
How old is MJ now?
6 months.
She's still a real pain in the ass, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I guess, you know, on the bright side, she is going to be a good guard dog because she barks at every fucking sound she hears. Doesn't care if we're sleeping or not, just barking at the sounds.
Well, I wish you all the best with that, man. I'm sorry you're going through those
Thanks, man. It's okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make this all about me. How about you? How's your week? How's everything going in Brian Harris's world?
Everything's good, man, and no apologies needed. You know, I did want to take a moment here as we change, talk about spay and neutering. That might be a nice segue.
Okay.
You
thinking about getting neutered? Thinking about finally cutting the cord? Tying the knots?
No.
Severing your nuts off? Not really. You still want to procreate. So you're going to have a few more kids.
Well, I don't think there's any danger of that, but...
No.
But, you know, you never know. Maybe I'll be like Michael Douglas or like our friend Chainsaw, you know, have kids when we're up in our older age. And, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Don't want to say no to any of that. Right
George
now.
Clooney is like 50-something. His twins are like 2 years old.
God, that's a lot of work, man.
And when I think of George Clooney, I think of you.
Why is that?
Because you're both badass dudes, both incredible actors, Oscar nominated. Good stuff, man. You love Matt. You're friends with Matt Damon. You guys prank each other all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, none of that's true. But I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that. We have absolutely nothing in common whatsoever.
It's called improv, and it's spelled fuck Y-O-U.
But anyway, I'll take it as a compliment. But this is what I'll say. The reason for this segue is that my son Gavin, who you know, is now in his teenage years, right?
Mm-hmm.
15. He's driving, yep. Driving around, got his permit.
Wow.
And he's about 6 months in to the dating scene, right? He's got his girls been dating for about 6 months. And,
let me tell you something. And your son is a dashing young man.
Well, thank you for that.
Very
thank
handsome.
You. Yeah. Yeah, he. So he's been with this girl for a while now, and I decided I was going to forge ahead with the uncomfortable conversation, right?
Okay. You're going to borrow some money from him?
Well, I've already done that. This is a different uncomfortable conversation.
Ooh, all right.
I said, driving to school the other morning, and I said, listen, son, that's Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're old enough now where I am going to dispel a myth long held from your early youth. Storks do not bring babies.
Oh, you know? Okay. This is the old birds and the bees you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
Birds and the bees. Okay.
Yeah. So with that opener in mind, he said, yeah, Dad, I know. And I could see him just kind of starting to bristle at what was yet to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't interrogate him about his activity to date. I just said, if you're going to do the thing,
mm-hmm.
you need to have condoms. And okay. if you need me to get some for you, you let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's no pressure to do that anytime soon. I don't know where you are. I didn't ask him where he is in the process.
That was
he just
nice.
Volunteered to get him some skins.
Okay. So you're going off the criteria that he already knows about procreation, about sex. Did you have that? Did you ever have that discussion with Gavin about here's how babies are made? Or they just let the nature thing happen? And he finds out about it on Pornhub like everybody else.
Yeah, well, I am leaving out a important part of the narrative, which is I did ask him, are there any questions that you have? And he abruptly said, no, Dad.
Okay.
No.
So he knows what's going on.
He knows what's going on. And listen, it's been a couple years now since I first caught him dipping his toe in the water of the internet universe. Mm-hmm.
Pornography.
Yeah.
It's so good right now, too. It's really hot.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially really for kids like just getting into it. Like, God, man, they're so lucky. Like, we didn't have internet porn when we were young, right?
No, we had magazines.
Did you ever beat off to a magazine? That's so horrible.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing. I mean, video is obviously the way to go, but I mean, with the magazine, just what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to imagine this person doing stuff to you, or just look at the picture, and that's going to be enough to get you off?
Well, and then you have to turn the page, which breaks your rhythm, right? Then you got to go to the next page. You know,
it's just a big to do.
Yeah,
I think that's why some guys were smart, and what they would do is they would just take the magazine apart and just attack a bunch of photos of different chicks all over the wall. You can just move around from one to the other like a big old orgy.
Just get in a spinning chair.
See, that's next level stuff right there, man. God damn it, Brian.
It's just I just thought of that just now. I never tried that. I'm just, you know,
but we're, I mean, it's you know, it's too late now, but the spinning beat off chair, are you kidding me? We went to Purdue engineering school. We couldn't figure that one out. Jesus Christ.
So anyway, I think that ultimately his level of knowledge was such that I didn't really have to, you know, get into the medical and clinical side of things. But it just made me wonder, for Two Guys, One Podcast here, did your old man ever have that chat with you? And I did disclose to Gavin that that's much more, I said at the end, I'm like, there, we had the chat. I know it was uncomfortable for both of us, but we got it in. We kind of knuckled each other, like, you know, fist bump. Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Did your old man ever pull you aside and say, hey, Ronnie, you know?
Before well, let me go, answer that question, but before I do, I just Googled spinning beat-off chair, and the only thing that comes up are these office chairs. Now, one of them is $750.
I mean, I kind of feel like birds of a different feather, right? It could be an office chair. It could double as a spinning beat-off chair. And, you know,
it just depends on your situation. I mean, if you're living at home with mom, you know, mom and dad, I mean, you got to plan this shit out accordingly. Yeah, I think I told you, my dad never had a talk with me, but he used to leave like Easter egg porn around the house for my brother and me to find. Now that I think about it, well, I'm sitting there. Brian, he would have it under like maybe like a china cabinet where there's like a gap in the floor of maybe like 6 inches. And as I'm sitting there eating dinner, you can just look over and I could just see a stack of magazines. I mean, they're obviously either a super drunk person hid them there, or he put them there knowing that we're gonna find them. Because I mean, what in the hell? And I'm pretty sure he just said to my mom, I'm gonna ask my mom, I have to interrogate her, she's gonna come by tomorrow, I'm gonna say, do you obviously everyone saw them, Brian. So they weren't hidden. I'd have to like go digging through his drawers. They weren't like in the back of his closet. I mean, they were right there in the kitchen under the china cabinet. Clear to see. In fact, so much that if people were coming over, I just put my foot under the china cabinet and hide them even more, because I'm like, people are gonna see this shit.
I kind of like that technique. It's, you know,
yeah, the old Easter egg.
Yeah, like promoting discovery so that your kids find out on their own. Well, I'll tell you, my dad didn't have any Easter eggs. In fact, I don't know that my dad was very, you know, stealth at hiding it, but I never did discover any porn in the house. But obviously had crafty ways of getting my hands on it. And you also have the, if you remember, and this will outdate about half of our listening audience, I'm sure, but you remember when you used to have the pay channels like Cinemax and HBO, and if you didn't pay for them, they'd be scrambled?
Yes.
But Cinemax at night, man, if you waited long enough, you get that, like, it would scramble to the point where you get a boob shot in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that was how I was broken in, you know, Cinemax scramble and occasional Playboy. But no, my old man never said anything to me one way or the other. Just kind of figured it out on my own. You know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was two things that I would use that scramble thing for. One of them was comedy. So I'd be watching like Eddie Murphy Raw or like Eddie Murphy Delirious.
Yeah, because you don't really need the video for that.
No, but still it was kind of fun because my mom didn't want me to watch that. So like I'm sitting, because remember back in the day, we didn't even have a remote control. We had like a box where it just had like buttons on it to like up and down the channel. So I'd sit there, scramble channel on one knee because my TV was sitting on the floor, big ass TV on the floor, cable box. So I'm the volume's on one. I got my ear to the TV, scrambled station on the thing, my finger on the button, because as soon as I hear one of my parents walking down the hallway, it's over.
You gotta switch it, yeah.
Yes, and you better have a good channel to go to. You can't just switch it from Eddie Murphy Scrambled Raw to, like, you know, some other bullshit. It's got to be like, oh, yeah, I was watching basketball.
Yeah.
Friday Night Videos.
God, how I'd like to have an ability for a live look into that scene. It sounds great.
It was not. It was horrible. Very horrible. But yeah, also like you said, the scrambled Cinemax at night. Skinemax, I think is
Skinemax,
we call it.
That's right.
Maybe like a movie like Porky's that had like a tit every like 4 minutes or something like that.
Well, and let's be honest, in those adolescent age where you don't need a lot, right? I mean, you see one boob but it's kind of like game over, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I think you're right. We forget about that stuff. You just be sitting in math class and you get a hard on for no reason.
Well, and I think also maybe my dad was smart enough to know that, quite frankly, I wasn't really in need of the talk because I was a complete geeky tennis playing, you know, non-partying. I mean, I didn't even sniff the opportunity to get anywhere close to having anything happen until well beyond high school. So he was kind of like, I don't have to worry about my son. He's like, he doesn't need to learn about that anytime soon.
Maybe. I mean, they teach you in high school though, right? I think in middle school we had sex ed. So like my kid's in sixth grade, just about to finish sixth grade. And it's just been looming over my head. Like, when's a good time to talk to him? And I know he's, you know, experimenting with at least, you know, with self whatever, because I mean he's been taking a lot of showers lately.
And yeah, that's the first telltale sign.
Yeah. And these kids, I mean, when they're young, they never want to take a shower. Now he's taking one every morning
for like 30 minutes.
Sometimes he'll pull a Bam Bam and take one in the afternoon. I don't know.
Two showers in one day.
I don't know, man. But I will tell you this. I remember this was a couple years ago. We were living in our old house, but you brought over Gavin and one of his buddies, and they were probably Aiden's age now, like around 12 or so. And Aiden must have been, I don't know, around 8. And the kids you brought over are just built different, man. These kids were already like 5'11", ripped abs, good looking kids. And then here's my little kid, looks like a little beach ball, sitting in the pool next to them.
Yeah, I remember that actually, but actually, that wasn't one of Gavin's friends. That was our, that was our friend Bowers.
Ryan Bowers.
Yeah, I think you're crossing streams.
He's just chiseled, man. The thing, but what I'm gonna tell you is Gavin, he's being the stud that he is, he's gonna get a lot of attention from a lot of chicks. He's one of those guys that doesn't have to do anything to get laid. That's who he's gonna be. He's just here for the beer and the free pussy for the rest of his life, pretty much.
Yeah, kid's got
an Adam's apple the size of a ping pong ball. He's over 6 foot tall, good looking dude, athletic. I mean, he just stands on the wall, just walks in to the party. Yeah, just here for the free pussy.
God,
for the next 25 years.
The apple fell way far from the tree on that one.
Yeah, this thing was, it fell off the tree. It ran down the road a little bit, too.
Rolled down the road, hit a slant, hit a hill, rolled down another hill, ran into the highway.
Yeah.
Somehow picked up by a truck, ran another 50 miles. That's how far that thing is away.
Totally different orchard.
Yeah. So I guess where you're landing on this then is you are going to have the talk. You aren't going to have the talk. You're going to do your dad's technique, which is just plant some Easter eggs and let Aiden find out that way.
I think the kid's first reaction is to withdraw a little bit when you start talking to them about this. I'm just assuming, right? I'm kind of guessing where it's going to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But our buddy Myers gave me a good, because I asked him how did he do it, and it's more about talking to your kids, if I'm remembering this right, about talking to them about their overall health, like the health aspect about being, you know, a male, you know, about taking care of your body from head to toe, you know. So if you look at it that way,
just work it into that dialogue, yeah.
You know, if you work it, I mean, think about it that way, and like I think you did a really great thing by bringing up the condom discussion. Because like I said, I'm joking about it, but it is, you know, you don't want these kids getting in trouble early on, you know.
Can you imagine what kind of a complete game-changing detonation of your youth it would be to have a kid? It's like 16, 15.
Yeah. No, for sure, man. It's like my friend Ricky, who he had a scholarship to go play football. And then, you know, he had a kid at home, but it still looked pretty good for him. But then he ended up getting shot by some gangbangers in L.A. I think I'm talking about Boys in the Hood, actually.
I think you are, too. Yeah, wait. I think I remember Ricky. Was he on his way to pick up some cornmeal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this, yeah.
He's and such then, a good runner, man.
He was, man. But then I think Doe ended up getting him in the end, right? Your boy Doe?
Yeah, he took care of the perps. But, I mean, so this is my friend we're talking about? You have to...
I can't. It seems really familiar to me.
Because you and I both lived in L.A. for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
A long time ago.
It seems really familiar to me. I think it has actually something that happened to you directly. I kind of remember that being in a movie, but.
Yeah, it seems very familiar.
Seems like I remember these guys.
I mean, now, granted, this was about 3 to 4 acid trips ago. So. You never know, brother.
You never know. Well, listen, man, I'm glad we were able to cover that ground.
Yeah, be interested.
Keep me posted on how it goes when and if you decide this will be another intersection on another episode, what you end up doing there. I will let you know that I was very relieved to get the conversation done. Never have to do that again.
Yeah. And, I may just do it with both the kids. Because Eddie's going into, he's going to be finishing kindergarten here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, you better get on that bed. Once they hit first grade, you know what? Man,
They had a safety chat the other day in kindergarten about inappropriate touching, you know, so, like, kids don't get molested. And, you know, they're not mincing words. You know, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. So Eddie's already, we don't use these kiddie words with them when it comes to body parts.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, exactly.
What you talking about, Willis?
So, you know, sit Eddie down, too. Talk about, you know... All the three, you know, components, you know, vaginal, oral, and anal.
I just puked in my mouth a little bit.
Which order do you put that in, by the way? If you had to F, marry, kill, vag, oral, anal.
I think I'm going to go that order.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to kill anal?
Yeah. I think if one of them's got to go, that's probably the one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I think I would probably end up killing oral.
I mean, I kind of feel like the last two are barely on life support as it is, so you might as well just off them.
I mean, wouldn't you F anal, marry vaginal, and kill oral? Because I can, I don't know about you, I'm pretty flexible. I'm a pretty limber guy. I can auto-fellate.
That's horrifying.
Well, when you come over for a barbecue, I'll show you sometime. It just takes a second.
That's okay, man. Listen, I'm completely comfortable staying in the dark on that.
I think you need to see it.
No, I'm certain that I don't.
It's going to change your world.
Yeah, change it for the worse. I guarantee you that.
Hey, speaking about changing things for the worse, do we need to get to our next skit right about now?
Today.
I know this is one that I've been looking forward to for quite a long, long time.
I think we're borrowing from the legacy of radio stations deep and wide across these great states, where on any given morning or afternoon in any major metropolitan, what do you tune in for? You like the news? You like the weather? What else do you want?
Gambling. Sports gambling.
Okay, yeah, but there's something else I'm fishing for.
Let's see. Traffic.
There you go. Exactly. And we here at Two Guys One Podcast know that as it comes to traffic, you know, we're a podcast that hits audiences worldwide, really, at this point. But we also know that everyone wants to know what's going on in none other than Aspen, Colorado.
Aspen, Colorado.
And so let's go right now live for the very first time to the eye in the sky, the one and only high above the air in Aspen, Colorado, Chainsaw Chad. Welcome in Chainsaw Chad, everyone. How you doing, Chad?
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's going on out there? Nice.
Good. How you doing? How are the skies looking up there this morning?
Skies are clear. Minimal chemtrails today. You know, we've got an AQI right around 1 today. So, I mean, that is the air quality standard for the whole world, really. Everybody else, you know, you're probably better off smoking up here than you are living down there, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, so if you know what I mean.
That's pretty deep, Chainsaw. Not sure exactly what that means, but...
I think you know exactly what that means.
Well, I'm gonna pretend like I do. So what do we have today, Chainsaw? What do you got your eye on up there?
Well, we're starting to see the first blooms and blossoms and wonderful, wonderful hints of spring. Spring is coming. It is beautiful. Sprung. It is beautiful up here. You know, since March 9th, we've been hit. We've had a little bit. We needed some moisture, and we got a lot of it since March 9th. We saw about 4 feet. 4 feet of the white, pure, fluffy stuff falling straight from God to these mountaintops.
Well, and take us through what you're seeing there. I mean, obviously, you've got a better view than anyone at this point. It must be a majestic sight up there.
It's great. You know, we're cruising over the Marine Bells right now. It's looking beautiful. It's got a light dusting. You know, everybody in Aspen likes a light dusting, you know, of some sort. We're cruising on. We're going to keep, you know, going through. We're going to go cruise over and go check out. We're on our way over to Aspen Mountain. So, you know, there's something I like to do on Sundays. And, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, kind of what I call buzz the tower later. But,
buzz in the tower. Sounds nice.
Buzz in the tower, you know. But, you know, to get everybody what they really came for and what they want to know is, you know, the MJO is pushing a 5-6. We're moving into Phase 5 high pressure, you know, from the west. It's going to be pushing in some warm weather this week. So tomorrow we're going to see a minor shift, going to get a little bit of snow. We like that dusting, because that means on Tuesday, it's a powder day. Tuesday powder days are nice.
This sounds so exciting, you know, coming off. Man, I'm over here stuck in Chicago, and Brian's in Indy. This sounds so majestic. I mean, being out there must be like a lot of wildlife out there too on those mountains.
Yep. In fact, whoa. It seems that there's a bear up from early hibernation. He is chasing what I would call an intermediate skier.
Get out of here! Get! Son of a bitch!
Should I help him out? I mean, should I buzz down?
No.
Should I do anything?
No, I think you do nothing of the sort.
Wait.
You were here to report the news.
Report it as I see it?
This is National Geographic.
Is it bad? I mean, I'm flying chopper one here. Is it bad if I film this?
Well, I think you
keep filming. Keep filming.
Wait. Okay. Okay. The bear got tired. He's breaking away.
Oh my God.
Wait, he's wobbling! Back and forth! He's like the yard sale! Oh, get up! Go!
Oh my God.
Holy shit, that was close.
We caught that on the show. That's incredible.
Wow.
I hope he made it.
Skies above Aspen.
No.
He's going to be okay.
I got to change the mood. I got to change the vibe here a little bit. I think I'm going to go. We're going to go buzz the sun deck. Cruise over here.
Ooh, what do we got over there?
Go.
Well, I'm cruising up here. Oh, hey, there's Margo behind the bar. Hey, Margo.
Hey, Margo.
Yep, there you go. You know, Margo likes.
Shout out for us, would you?
Margo loves to get those pictures of herself where she's looking off into nothing and staring and thinking things of majestic wildlife, you know. You can follow her on Instagram at something about Margo.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but, you know, okay, I think I'm going to go over, let's go over to the W pool. I mean, sometimes the Aspen model squad's hanging out over there, and it always makes for a nice day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Do. Let's head on over.
We're
living vicariously through you, Chainsaw.
Oh,
let's head on over there.
Jeez, yeah, the roof deck, they used to have a different pool there. The reason we replaced it with the W is, you know what that means, you know?
What does the W stand for?
Wyndham?
Winning.
Winning. Winning. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Chainsaw.
Everybody you likes know, to you know, win. I know.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Hey. Yeah, I can't right now. No.
Wait, what are you
talking
about?
No, I can't. What?
What's,
no.
Who's Chainsaw talking to?
The one that she want, they're asking me to come down. I'm trying to. I can't. But you guys are my soul. I know. Okay. 20 minutes.
Do they know that you're in the middle of a broadcast? I mean, come on.
I don't think so.
We appreciate
for a second
your
there, I forgot I was in the middle of a broadcast.
Well, I could see how that could happen, believe me. But this is we appreciate your dedication to the show.
Well,
obviously, you can go down there later, hopefully.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, Harris, I know you're a big fan of cardio, so, I mean, when are you going to come experience some of this fine Aspen White stuff that's all fluffy on the mountains and fun?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Chainsaw. Consider me interested in pursuing that at some point.
Interested, like you have looked at buying the book online and haven't bought the book, or like you have the book and have cracked the first chapter, or you're really committed to getting to the end? I mean, like, what's your commitment level here?
Interested in, like, I know that the book exists, you know?
All right.
Is it like, is it in the cart? Are you doing a little price comparison shopping?
It's not in the cart, but I have seen it, and
okay.
All right.
We'll just,
I think he's
a little
non-committal.
Clear it up?
Yeah. Clear as mud, you know?
But back to you, Chainsaw. Listen.
The beautiful thing.
Back to
thing.
The task at hand.
Okay, fine. So anyway, Bala, I gave you weather. I gave a Buzz Tower. We did some nature stuff. I hope that guy's okay. I hope the bear.
Try to get
okay.
that bear on. Try to interview that bear if you can. See what he was all about. Was he just scaring the guy? Was he hungry? I mean, maybe he was playing.
Who knows? I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I've never wrestled the bear, but I've seen that on some weird Russian internet sites that fall upon at times.
Yeah. I hate to cut right to the heart of the issue here, but this is a traffic report. Are we going to get any?
Well,
traffic.
Okay, so we have a roundabout and two stoplights in Aspen. You know, it's
Well, how are those looking? Can you buzz over there?
Do those stoplights?
There's three cars at Aspen and Main Street there.
I have a question though. With those stoplights, do they ever go in sync where they're both green at the same time?
I don't know what kind of third world operation you think we're running over here. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, you forget some facts, you know. Aspen was the first city west of the Mississippi to have electricity.
No
you
one
guys,
gives a shit.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are over there rubbing, you know, you guys are over there rubbing sticks together. We have electricity. I mean, up in the mountains. I don't know what, I mean, come on. We're not heathens up here. I mean, we have a Gucci store. I mean, I've never been in it.
It's not bad.
I've never been in it.
All right, well, listen, that's a thorough report from Chainsaw.
Three cars. Yeah, three cars. So, you know, that's what I got.
We appreciate it. Can we count on you for regular check-ins on this?
Yeah, you know, the partner in crime, the real weather guy, the guy that actually understands how weather works, he couldn't make it today, but he'll be back next week. You know, he's out in Connecticut, and so AspenWeather.net is actually the source of all the finest weather content you could ever need, and it gives you highly focused regional output so you can plan your powder days around work, if you work at all, because, hey, if you don't have a trust fund, what are you doing up here?
Okay. Well, that last little bit sounded like a plug, so we're going to be cutting that out. But we appreciate the time. We appreciate you coming in. And we'll look forward to hooking up with you again down the road, Chainsaw.
See you later, guys.
All right.
Chainsaw.
And that was Chainsaw Chad, live from the skies above in Aspen, Colorado. A new feature here on Two Guys, One Podcast. And
that was amazing.
Chainsaw Chad, man, that was amazing. What an unbelievable get for us to have the eye in the sky with Chainsaw Chad, you know, agreeing to be a regular part of that important bit of news and weather and traffic that'll be coming to us on our quasi-regular basis.
It's going to be hard for people to get by their entire week without knowing what's up in Aspen. So I'm glad that we can finally provide that for people.
Well, it's, you know, it's one of those things where, yes, we're here to entertain, but we're also here to inform, Ron. It's part of our journalistic duty, right?
This is hard-hitting shit, man. It's like you don't know what you got until it's gone. You don't know what you never had until you have it.
Are you quoting a Cinderella song?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
No.
Now I know what I got is just a long, wrong home.
Listen, I don't know what that is. I can just tell you. Let me give you a little bit of advice. Just don't go chasing waterfalls, Bri.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, you're doing it again.
Listen to the rivers and the sound that you use.
It's horrible. I don't want any scrubs, okay? No scrubs.
No scrubs. Well, listen, man. As always, the owl. Good chopping it up. I think that's going to do it for, by the way, episode 1 of season 3.
Wow.
Can I be honest with you as we wrap things up here, though?
I think this is episode 2, but yeah, go ahead with your honesty.
I got discombobulated on what episode we were on and what season, so I've just been randomly naming them season numbers.
Oh, okay. That's numbers. Fantastic. I'm sure our listener appreciates that.
So if you were to go and look on our indexed of episodes, you'd probably see multiple season 2, episode 12s. Then you skip to like episode 15.
Yeah.
So today I just started episode or season 3.
Okay.
So,
well, let me tell you something. If only there were a way that you could go into maybe Spotify and count the fucking bits of material that we have and maybe just number them that way.
Yeah.
Sounds
pretty complex.
No, it's very complex. It takes the ability to count.
I'm going to have to put a pin in that.
Let me get my kindergartner to do it for us, okay? We're going to go on there, and then let's just start numbering them. So this might be episode, like, 27 or 28. There you go.
Should we just do one? Wait, you kind of blew my mind there. Should we do one long running of, like, 1 through 28?
Yes.
Okay.
This will be episode number 28, I believe.
Okay.
So it's really season 3, episode 2. Number 28.
I got you. Okay. Well, I'll take that under advisement. In the meantime, you can always tell what number we're on by just being at the top of the scroll.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us here in episode 2, season 3, whatever the fuck, right?
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah,
don't
now you know what I'm talking about.
Later.
We out.
It's two guys, one podcast.